The only thing that doesn't change is the truth of God's word and the fact that we can just trust him regardless of our circumstances. Paul is in prison writing to a church that's being persecuted, telling them to rejoice.
Just how can you rejoice in the face of difficulty? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Jonathan Pitts shares what he has discovered about this from the life of the Apostle Paul.
Philippians chapter 4 has been a big deal for me. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And he goes on to say whatever is right and pure and lovely and admirable, all that. But Paul is in prison writing to a church that's being persecuted, telling them to rejoice. And so the encouragement I would give anybody that believes that God is who he is and does what he says he can do, to just rejoice in him regardless of how you feel. We refer to it in my church as the discipline of celebration, which is just a kind of an old way of thinking about just these disciplines, spiritual disciplines. Well, nobody thinks about celebration as a discipline, but rejoicing in God, choosing to see what's true and right and honorable and pure in the middle of like whatever your circumstances are. That's what Paul encouraged the church of Philippi to do. That's what he was doing.
Jonathan has learned to choose to rejoice, no matter how difficult life becomes.
That's what I encourage myself to do on my hardest days, is really just rejoice, worship, trust God in the midst of, because our circumstances, the only thing I can promise anybody listening is that their circumstances are going to continue to change day by day. And your feelings are going to change with your circumstances. But the only thing that doesn't change is the truth of God's word and the fact that we can just trust him regardless of our circumstances. So I would say just choose to celebrate, choose to rejoice regardless of your circumstances.
Yes, you too can trust God even in life's difficulties. Immerse yourself in God's word, which doesn't change. He's there for you no matter what you might be facing. Do you need some encouragement as you do that? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.